Hi, I'm a tenant over here on Butt Street, and we're having kind of a problem in our bathroom.
On what street?
Butt Street. 2338 Butt Street.
Oh, Butte Street?
Butt Street.
And we're Butte?
Butt. And we're in apartment number 4.
Okay. The street is Butte. And you're number 4?
Oh, it definitely says Butt. Yeah, we're number 4.
B-U-T-T-E.
Butt.
And your name?
Butt. My name is Roy.
Okay, and what is the problem?
Several of the bidets that we've installed in the bathroom, they're, the pressure isn't very good in them. Like, the one of them works, but then the other three are, like, the pressure's not high enough in them. And one of them's leaking kind of around the base.
Well, there aren't bidets in the bathroom on Butte Street.
We installed them on Butt Street.
At what address?
2338, apartment 4.
Okay, well, I don't have a Roy who lives at 2338. Butte Street.
I stay on the couch.
Apartment 4.
Butt Street.
What town are you talking about?
Reading.
Okay.
I stay on the couch here.
I don't have bidets in the bathrooms.
I know, we installed them. We installed one for each member of the household.
Where?
In the bathroom.
Well, that's all illegal installation then.
Well, it's not illegal. It's not a law. But I'm just saying, like, only one of them's really working really good, you know, the other three, the pressure isn't high enough on them.
Well, that's because they're not something that's not a building that's, and you live in number 4?
Yeah. And it's not like we're using them all at once, that's not the problem, it's just like three of them aren't, I don't know, maybe we need new pipes run to them or something?
Okay, I don't have a Roy living in unit 4.
Right, I just stay on the couch, I wouldn't be on the lease, I just signed a thing with the people who live here.
Well, you can't do that.
Well, I have been. I've been here for 3 months now. I'm the one that installed the bidets for them.
Well, the problem with that is Stephen or Melissa there?
They're both at work right now.
Okay. Well, first of all, you can't live there. If you are living there, everyone's going to be asked to move out because it's a break of the contract. And second of all, you should not have installed anything without permission from the owner.
That's your opinion.
I'm the property manager.
I think they're just bidets. I think we should have the right to have
I don't care. No, you don't have the right.
It's for religious purposes. You can't discriminate against my religion.
I can discriminate. You don't live there.
All right. Well, you're still discriminating against my religion. We use bidets.
No, I'm not discriminating against
and
your
toilet,
religion.
Toilet paper is bad for the earth. We're just trying to make things better here. But we have one for each member of the family. Cause
why didn't you have Stephen call me, okay?
Well, he won't be back from work until late tonight, and you guys will be closed by then.
But that's... Where's Melissa?
She's at work, too.
And where does she work?
I can't tell you that. I don't even know you.
Well, you have Stephen or Melissa call me, okay?
All right. It is Butt Street, by the way. It's not...
It's
whatever.
Not.
It's
but
Butt.
That's all right. I'm not going to argue the point with
it's
you.
It's Butt Street. You're an idiot. It's Butt Street.
You're listening to... Snowplow Show.
Welcome to the 387th episode of the Snowplow Show. This episode is sponsored by Tobiah, who's a supporter on the Patreon at patreon.com/phonelosers. If you like this show and you want a little bit of extra content, you should go there and support the show. Usually I claim that it makes more shows happen, but I don't know, that hasn't been happening too much lately. I need to stop with the false advertising.
A cruel prank or a scam, that's what pet owners in Grand Forks
yeah,
are saying.
Yeah, it's a scam.
Someone is taking advantage of people with lost pets.
An investigation uncovers phony phone calls that claim your lost pet could be put down. Valley News Team's Ryan Laughlin has the story.
This Facebook post claims that this cat owner was called. On the line, a man claiming her lost cat, Bart, was found by a shelter, but was going to be put down.
Jeez.
But the really strange part was the callback number. It came from here. The Circle of Friends Humane Society in Grand Forks.
Holy
crap.
But
the executive director here says to be wary. of bogus calls.
Some of these calls, I know somebody said 5:30 in the morning, they got a phone call, things like that. So
I don't want to play this whole news story or anything, but this popped up in my news feed thing because it mentions prank calls, and I'm sure these are just prank callers. These aren't scammers or anything. But what a horrible thing to do. Someone loses their pet, and you're going to prank them and say, oh, we're going to put it to sleep. Tee-hee. And I've actually gotten a few requests this week from people who want me to prank lost pet people. And I've heard those happen before. Those are never happy calls. I'm sorry, you guys. I just can't prank the owners of lost pets. As much fun as it'd be to tell them that I turned their pet into a cyborg or something, I'm just not gonna do it. This article keeps calling it a scam, though. And, like, one of the people interviewed says she doesn't think they asked for money. Like, the news people are trying to put it into her head that they're scammers. I'll put a link in the show notes if you want to read the article. But this is my public service announcement for the year. If you're thinking about calling up owners that have lost their pets recently, just leave them alone. Jeez, people. So on Wednesday, me and Sunshine, we went to a comedy club together in Eugene. And before it all started, I decided to check in on Yelp and see if any of you would prank call me, which, you know, that's what usually happens when I check in anywhere on Yelp or on Facebook. Or actually what happened is Sunshine, she checked in on Facebook and then I reposted it and told her, oh my god, don't tell people where we're going to be for the next 3 hours. You know, just to liven things up a little bit over there. And we didn't hear the phone ringing, so we didn't know anyone was calling. But maybe 30 minutes later, I went over to the bar to refill some drinks. And the bartender girl starts telling me about the phone calls she's been getting. She said, we've been getting weird calls tonight. And I'm like, oh, really? What kind of weird calls is that? And she said, he said he was from our corporate office and was trying to tell me to do things and said I needed to go around and find somebody in the bar, somebody named Brad. And I told him I'm not comfortable walking around the bar and asking everyone if they're Brad. So she wouldn't do it. And as she's telling me all this, I have my debit card out. I'm like getting ready to hand it to her and it has my name on it. I'm like, oh shit, she's gonna see my name's Brad. So I kept talking like a lot so she wouldn't look down at my card. She'd keep her eyes up. And she didn't notice, and I scribbled my name on the receipt, like, so it scribbled out the name Brad on it. I don't want any trouble, but that was pretty funny. You guys almost got me paged. But not quite. You gotta try harder next time.
I'm not gambling with my safety this winter. I just put a CB from Radio Shack in my car. At only $89, I saved $60. Now, wherever I drive, in any kind of weather, I feel safe. This switch is my instant shortcut to emergency channel 9. One of 11 front panel features. Sale-priced realistic CB. I wouldn't drive without it. Now just $89. Only at Radio Shack, a Tandy company.
Today we're going to call up some apartment numbers yet again, and this is all Apocalypse's fault, because he sent me that giant apartment list and I'm not done with it yet. And it looks like I have, I don't know, maybe 20 numbers left. It looks like I've called most of them, and these are just the ones that haven't picked up. So hopefully we'll have some better luck with that, with people picking up.
Apartments, this is Cammie. Can I help you?
Hello, Cammie?
Yes.
Hey, I'm a tenant here.
Okay, what can I help you with?
Oh, we were pulling up the carpet in the hallway and we found a hatch underneath. And we opened the hatch and... I mean, were you guys aware there's a whole, cave system down here?
What are you tearing up the carpet for?
There's a bunch of urine in it.
Which apartment?
We're in 101.
Which building?
2021.
So you are in 2021-101?
Correct, yeah.
Are you... What's your name?
My name is Steve Dave. But I wouldn't be on the lease. But anyway, the question I have, I was just wondering, do you know about all this extra square footage down here?
I don't know what we have and what we don't have.
Oh, okay. 'Cause,
for that.
I mean, it's like a hatchway in the floor. And
it's probably the crawl space.
But I mean, it's not the crawl space. You go down here, and it's bigger than the entire complex, like all the buildings combined.
Hmm.
There's.
I don't know about it. I
So far, it's...
Can have the manager she may know about it. I don't know.
Yeah, so far it goes down at least 8 stories. We haven't been able to go down any further because the air starts getting really thin. We brought a parrot down there and he died. So we knew to get out. But there's a lot of stuff down here. Like, you guys don't own all this stuff, do you?
I don't know. Let me let you talk to Brianna. Just
there's
a second.
Computer and...
Yeah, let me let you talk to Brianna just a moment.
Okay.
This is Brianna.
Hey, Brianna. This is Steve Dave.
Who?
My name is Steve Dave. I'm in apartment 101, building...
Which building?
Building 2021.
Uh-huh.
And, well, did she tell you the problem? I was just wondering, you know, we found the room underneath our carpet. There was a hatch. I mean, it wasn't exactly a hatch. We just saw the indentation in the concrete and ripped up the concrete.
Who is it?
But my name is Steve Dave. I wouldn't be on the lease, though.
Well, then we need to have either one of the residents call us then.
Okay, well, I'm down in the hatch right now, and I've actually gotten a little bit lost. I've gotten a little bit turned around. I was, you know, leading out string behind me, but then I didn't know it ran out of string.
Who is this?
My name is Steve Dave. So I was wondering, could you come in and maybe lower a radio down so I can kind of make my way back toward the opening?
Oh, you betcha.
Could you just, like, get a boom box?
Oh.
Melanie, hello?
This is Brianna.
Oh, Brianna, whatever. One of those stripper names.
Who is this?
I've told you twice now.
Oh, well, you can have one of the residents call, because I'm not sure exactly what kind of phone call this is, and we're pretty busy to deal with this.
What are you busy doing? Like, what's busy in there? It doesn't sound very busy. Just judging by the background, complete silence. Like, what do you consider busy?
Okay, bye.
I think that answers that question.
Good afternoon. This is Anna. How can I help you?
Hi there. I'm a tenant here at the apartment buildings.
Here in...
Yep. I'm in apartment 23.
Okay.
And
how can I help you?
Well, I was pulling up the carpet in the hall, and I noticed that the floor was caved in a little bit. So I tore up the floor too, and there's an entrance down there to a large cavernous room.
Oh, maybe you're confused on the property. Where in?
Right. Yeah. Road. I'm a tenant here in apartment 23.
23?
Yep.
Could I get your name? Because 23 is occupied.
Right. Yeah, I know. It's occupied by me and my roommates.
Okay. Well, what's your last name?
It's just Steve Dave.
That's not the tenant that I have in C23.
I know. I wouldn't be on the lease. I just stay on the couch.
No, but it's not even the person that it's rented out to. It's a completely last name.
No,
so
I know. I'm not related to them.
So who is the person's name on the lease?
You tell me. You have the file up.
Okay.
Look, I'm just trying to tell you, I'm inside of the caves right now that are underneath the apartment building, and I just wanted to see that, I don't know, do you guys know about this? Like, do you have any rights to the ancient technology that I found?
I'm sorry, I could send maintenance over to C23, or I could go over.
Oh, no, I don't want you over here. I'm busy because I'm down in the cave right now. It takes a while to get back up top.
In a cave? In unit C23?
Yes.
At Loma Mariposa?
Correct, yeah. Yeah, it's down a hatch. I had to craft a really large, long ladder, and it takes a good 15 to 20 minutes to climb back up.
I'm sorry. And I really think you have the wrong property.
No, I'm in C23. I gave you the address.
Apartments in a...
Yeah, that's the one. That's where I'm at. I'm underneath the ground. I'm about four stories underneath the apartment building now in this cave.
Four stories? I'm sure... do you want me to call the fire department?
Oh, no, I'm totally fine. I'm just doing some work down here.
You're doing some work on the building, or...
Yeah, oh, no, not on the building, because the building is technically not really connected to this entire cave system. It's through a hole that I made in the hallway.
You made a hole in the hallway?
Yeah, after I pulled up the carpet.
So that's tenant damage?
It's what?
Would that be tenant damage?
Well, not technically, because I'm not on the lease.
You're not on the lease?
Yeah, I'm not on the lease.
So who is the unit under?
My roommate.
Who's your roommate's name?
I just call him Big.
Big? I'm sorry, I'm a little bit confused because that person, I already have that unit rented out to somebody else.
You're not listening to me. That's my roommate.
No, but the person that name that you gave me doesn't correspond with the person that's living in unit C23.
It's a nickname.
Mm-hmm. But it's another person completely.
Well, wait a minute. Are you assuming the gender?
No. I'm just saying that the names don't correspond. You're saying I need to know if this is an emergency.
No, there's no emergency. Quit bringing that up. No emergencies. Everything's fine. No, there's no emergency. I'm inside the cave. Everything's fine down here. It's just
cave?
That there's... Yeah, the cave under... Did you forget everything I told you already?
No, not at all. But a cave in C23, I just find it, hard to believe. I mean, if you're in danger, do you want me to call the police or the fire department?
No, I keep telling you, there's no emergency, there's no danger. I'm down here inventorying all of the supplies that are down here. And I wanted to find out... Yeah, there's a lot of rooms down here, a lot of floors. And just a lot...
A lot of rooms, a lot of... I'm really... I am confused now.
Yeah, no,
I'm really confused.
It's almost like one of those old shelters, those old underground shelters.
Oh, wow. And are you sure it's like you're not in any imminent danger?
Oh, no. There was actually...
Other tenants are in danger?
No, nobody's in danger. This is far below the surface. And it's just a single shaft from the hallway down a makeshift ladder that I made myself.
Oh, you made a ladder?
Yes. And there's a guy living down here. I'm sorry, what? Go ahead.
A guy living down in the shaft?
Why do you keep repeating everything I say? That's weird.
Because I'm writing everything down. I just this has never happened before. Are you sure you don't need
need anything. Desmond already left. His name was Desmond.
Who? Desmond?
Yeah, no, he's not the tenant. No, don't go off on that again. He was the guy that lived underneath in the caves.
Uh-huh, that's his name, Desmond, the guy that lived under the cave?
Yeah, Desmond.
Uh-huh.
I don't know his last name.
Okay, so what do you want me to do?
Well, you don't have to do anything. I wanted to find out if you owned any of the rights to the technology or the supplies or anything down here.
I mean, I can actually, call my corporate and ask them if we own the rights to technology.
Yeah.
And I can you give me your phone number and I can have them call you?
Oh, well, don't you have my number on caller ID?
I do see a phone number. It says Idaho.
Yeah, that's the one.
Okay, and your name you said is Steve.
Steve Dave.
Steve Dave.
Yeah, Steve Dave.
Okay, and I don't see the complete number. Could you give me your full number that way? Because if I press dial, I'll dial you again.
Shoot. Can you hold on? I have to type numbers into the computer.
Okay.
There's a computer down here, and if I don't type in the numbers every, I don't know, I forget 90 minutes. It's been a while since I watched it. But just 1 second. Hold on.
Okay.
There we go. We're good. Everything's okay. Fine.
Phew. Excuse me?
That was a close one.
Oh, that was a close one. Are you okay? Did you do it on time?
Yeah. I just in the nick of time.
Okay, nick of time. Okay, so can I get your phone number?
It's on the caller ID. You said it's the one that said Idaho on it.
Okay, but if I press it, I'm going to dial you back. I just don't want you to be in any danger if I dial you back, or maybe you won't have a good connection.
How would there be danger if you dialed me back? Like, I'm not on a rotary phone. You're not going to spark
gas. Maybe you don't have a good reception if I dial you?
No, the reception's fine. I've put up some transponders down here.
Transponders?
Yeah, I've installed them on all the walls. They're known as the Stingray. I ordered them from the military. Don't worry about it.
Okay, then I will get your phone number off my caller ID, and I will have corporate call you.
Okay, can you tell them to, just tell them to hurry the fuck up, okay? Because I don't have all day. I got to go to the patent office.
Okay.
And I've got a lot of paperwork to do down here.
Okay, will do. I'll get right to it, okay?
All right, thank you very much, ma'am.
Thank you.
Goodbye. I don't know what to think of that lady. It sort of sounded like she thought I was full of shit, but I don't know why she would think that. So I'm not having a whole lot of luck getting people to answer today. I'm probably going to edit it all out, but lots of people not picking up, and they're the same people that haven't picked up before, so I'm just deleting the numbers at this point.
Department, Yvonne speaking. May I help you?
Hey, Yvonne, this is Steve Dave. I'm a tenant here.
Okay.
What's that humming sound?
My phone has a problem with the line.
Ah, I think I might know what that is, now that you mention it. Here's the thing. I was pulling up the carpet in our hallway.
Give me your apartment number first.
3311A.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Wow, that noise, it's scary.
It's obnoxious, yes.
I know. Should buy a filter or something.
So maybe, what happened?
Oh, well, I was pulling up the carpet, because it had urine on it, like all the carpet in the hallway. It was just tons of urine, soaked in urine.
3311A.
Correct, yes.
Okay, so...
And...
I don't understand.
Oh, well, I haven't finished yet. There was like an indentation in the floor, like, I started pulling up at the floorboards and stuff, and there was a, kind of a hatchway underneath. And did you know there's a whole room underneath the apartment building? Like caves and rooms and stairs and stuff?
No, not really.
Yeah.
There's a lot of caliche down there.
There's what?
Caliche.
What's that mean?
There's no basements under our apartment.
Oh, I know. No, this isn't a basement. It's more like a hatchway. I had to make a ladder and kind of climb down into it. It takes about 15 minutes to get to the bottom. But after that, there's a huge cavernous room. And there's separate rooms and stairs and stuff. And there's a lot of supplies and stuff down here. I was just wondering if you guys knew anything about that.
I have no clue what you're talking about, because from what I understand, there is nothing up under that foundation.
Well, yeah, I dug through the foundation, though. I dug down into the foundation after I pulled the carpet up.
Mm-hmm. Well, what I'll do is I'll have one of my maintenance men try to come over and see what you're talking about.
Yeah, I didn't really damage it, though. It was already kind of caving in a little bit, I think because of the large hole in the floor.
Okay, I'll have them come over and take a look at it.
Well, you don't have to do that. No, I don't need them to come over, because, I don't know, my ladder is only safe for a certain weight limit, and the maintenance guy is kind of fat.
Okay. Well, we still need to see what you're talking about.
No, it's okay. No, I don't want you coming over here, because I need to inventory all of the equipment that's down here, and go through all these boxes, and... There's other rooms I haven't even explored yet. It goes about 8 stories underneath the ground.
Okay.
And, you know, let me file a few patents first.
Okay, darling, will you work on that and then you tell me what's going on, okay?
Okay, all right. But, yeah, no need to come over. I don't even have pants on.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Hello, you've reached apartments. No one is available to take.
Okay, so I guess that's the end of that list. As I said before, I'm having a hard time getting anyone to pick up, and that was the very last one. But that's okay, because it looks like I have another email here from Apocalypse, and it's yet another apartment building list. And in this one, he says, "Hey Brad, here's my biggest list yet, 70 complexes with unit numbers. I peppered some ideas with certain complexes, including more trees in front of units. The first part of the list includes units with satellite dishes, and I threw in a few ideas that should work great with them. Hopefully the ideas meet your standards. If they don't, then whatever. Thanks for using the lists. I'll keep sending them as long as you keep calling them. Apocalypse away!" That's how he wrote it in the thing. So he's got some ideas here with satellite dishes. I guess this means we're going to have to abandon the whole, you know, underground cave thing. But I think that's okay, because nobody's really buying it anyway.
Property.
Hi, I'm a tenant here, and I just have a question about my satellite.
Okay.
About my satellite dish.
Uh-huh.
And I've been sending signals up to space. I'm not really using the satellite for TV anymore. I've been bouncing microwaves off of the satellite dishes up to a Chinese satellite in space.
Okay.
And well, there's been kind of this weird feedback loop. It's going back and forth, you know, the microwaves between space and this apartment complex, and it's getting pretty intense. And I'm pretty sure on, you know, how we're having that that massive what's it called, the eclipse, the total eclipse.
Uh-huh.
On that day when the eclipse starts, there's going to be just this massive sonic boom above the apartment complex, but it's going to keep going for the entirety of the eclipse. Do you know what a sonic boom is?
Which tenant are you? Where are you residing at?
It's like a boom, but it's sonic. You mean which apartment? Which number am
uh-huh.
I in? I'm in 2804, the one with the satellite dish.
And what is your name?
Steve Dave.
What is it?
Steve Dave.
Okay. Well, I don't think that I can really help you.
Well, I don't need any help. I'm just calling to let you know that on the day of the eclipse, there's going to be a massive sonic boom noises all around, kind of pretty much encompassing the apartment complex. It could shatter some glass, but it probably won't. I don't think it's going to get that strong. But it's definitely going to be, because it's going to be more above the apartment complex in between my satellite dish.
And what did you say your name was again?
Steve Dave.
Okay.
I'm trying to steer a Chinese satellite closer to us, so the microwaves they'll kind of dissipate, so the sonic boom won't happen. I'm doing my best, you know. I'm trying to fix this, but if I'm not able to on August 21st, during the can you just write this down and put it up there in the office, so you know we're not being attacked by aliens on the eclipse day.
Yeah, I'm taking it all into consideration.
Okay, well, write it down. Tell everyone else, okay?
Uh-huh. Will do.
Don't act like
Thank
you don't
you.
Believe me, okay?
I'm not. No, I'm literally, I am making a note of it.
Oh, okay. You sound like you're just kind of blowing me off about the whole satellite, just because you don't understand technology. And it's okay. I understand. You're a woman.
No, is there a phone number you'd like for me to write down or anything?
No, you guys don't have to call me or anything. Just let them know massive sonic booms for the entirety of the eclipse. They don't last, you know, the eclipse doesn't last that long. It's just a few minutes. But it's probably just going to scare the crap out of all the residents here and, you know, for several blocks around. But
okay.
If all goes well, nothing will break or shatter or anything.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. Have a good
day. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
You too.
Ow, Jesus. That hurt. I turned the volume all the way up because I was hoping she'd say something in the background. And then the damn hang-up tone happened. So most of that was Apocalypse's idea. That was his idea number one on satellite dishes. Except I added the stuff about the eclipse in there. He says to tell them I'm bouncing microwaves off of satellite dishes up to a Chinese satellite and blah, blah, blah. I'm pretty sure it's scientifically sound, the stuff he's saying here. Oh, and I forget where, somewhere in some comments, probably on YouTube or something, a few people have told me that I should work Eclipse stuff into prank calls somehow. I can't remember if they had any specific ideas, but this seems like a good place to do it when I'm using my Dish TV satellite dish to hack into the Chinese government satellites. I should call her back and be like, oh, incidentally, I forgot to tell you about the hallway. It's pulling up the carpet.
Point, this is Brittany. How may I help you?
Hey, Brittany. I'm a tenant here. And
Hi.
I have a question, more like a warning.
Okay.
I don't mean that to sound threatening. I've been using my satellite dish on my apartment roof to beam microwaves up to a Chinese satellite out in space. Just a few miles. Just a few miles below the International Space Station. I've been beaming microwaves to a Chinese satellite.
Are you joking me right now?
Oh no, I wouldn't joke you. I'm a Christian. I don't use my satellite for TV anymore. I've been using it to. I hooked it up to the computer, and I've been sending microwaves out into space. And I'm hitting this Chinese satellite, but I'm getting feedback loops. You know how that happens.
What unit are you again?
133.
Okay. I actually am not familiar with how that happens.
Oh, okay.
But,
Well, the problem is, I just need to let you guys know that, you know how we're having that total solar eclipse on August 21st?
Okay, sure.
On the day that happens, it's because of the changes in the atmosphere and stuff. There's going to be this really loud sonic boom directly above my apartment unit. Do you know what a sonic boom is? It's like a regular one.
Well,
but
yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be a repeating sonic boom. It's because of the feedback loop I've created with this Chinese satellite.
Okay.
I was trying to steer it away from the International Space Station, and my friend Apocalypse, he bet me 3 bitcoins that I couldn't do it. That I couldn't even beam microwaves into space, and, you know, what the hell, duh, who can't do that?
Okay,
I just don't want to lose the bet, is what I'm saying. So there's nothing I can do, really. There's just going to be a repeating sonic boom for the entirety of the solar eclipse on August 21st.
Okay, it could. Is this that Jake guy, though? That one that pranks people?
Jake? No, don't know who Jake is. My name is Steve Dave.
Okay. Okay, no, I seriously thought that you were like, okay, never mind.
Oh, what is he,
sonic
a
boom.
Radio guy or?
Yeah.
Oh.
And I thought you were really trying to like pull one over on me.
Oh,
here,
no,
because
no.
Because I'm somewhat new still.
I
okay,
see.
Okay, but yes.
No, no, you can ask them about me, Steve Dave. They get lots of, I don't know. It just seems like I always have problems here. It's in the computer, I'm sure.
Okay, and this is going to be happening on August 21st?
Yeah, on August 21st, when the eclipse goes over, there's going to be sonic booms. It could be strong enough to shatter a few windows, or just crack a few windows, not shatter.
Okay, well, is there any way you can stop that from happening?
I could, but as I said before, my friend Apocalypse, he bet me 3 bitcoins that I couldn't send microwaves into space, and this is going to be the one way that I can prove it to him. And bitcoins are worth over like $3,000 right now. So if I don't do it, I'm out like $9,000. So I can pay for the windows if I break anyone's windows.
Okay. So.
Or the glass doors in their microwave, or.
Okay, so you can.
The diodes in their computers.
Okay. Well, see, if the windows are going to be breaking, or I hope they're not going to be shattering, because if people get hurt...
No, not shattering. I shouldn't have said shattering. Probably just cracking. Because, this is... It's just a little satellite dish that's on top of my apartment. It's not a whole lot of power.
Right, okay.
So, everything
okay,
should be
so
fine.
133, the sonic booms. Okay, August 21st, when the eclipse... passes over. I'm guessing it'll be during the night.
Yeah, that's when total solar eclipse usually happens. Yep.
Okay, then. Well, I have all this written down. I will tell our property manager, I guess. I don't think that she's really going to have any issues.
Yeah. If I win this bet, though, which I will, by the way, because, you know, sonic booms, I'll buy everyone in the apartment complex one of those new C-band satellite dishes. You remember those really big ones from the 80s?
Right. I don't think that the people in this apartment complex would really care to have them because there's a $100 fee for anyone who gets a satellite dish. And
oh,
so
I'll pay it. I'll it's, you know, satellite dishes on me.
Well,
and they'll want it, though, because it gets, I know how to hook them up for free services.
Oh, well, I don't think we should do that.
No, I will. I'm saying I will. I know how to hook them up. I'll hook up everyone.
Okay, so was there anything else I could do for you today?
Nope. That's all. How come it's like all echoey there? It sounds like you're in a cave or something.
Oh, I'm sorry. Because, well, it's getting really close to lockup time, and I put you on speakerphone so I could do more than one thing at a time. I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's all right. Well, I hope you wrote all that down because it's really important. Just, you know.
Well, I wrote down the main talking points that you had said.
Okay.
Just with the sonic booms from China for the satellite dish?
Yeah, yeah.
Was there anything else specifically that I needed to put?
No, not really. Just that I was trying to steer the satellite away from the International Space Station. Just to be safe. I didn't want to accidentally crash it into him, you know?
Right.
Did I mention the reentry part?
I think you did.
Okay, all right. Yeah, where the satellite
and
might...
And you said your name was Steven?
Yes, Steve Dave.
Steve Dave?
Yes, Dave, D-A-V-E.
That's... Yeah, Steve Dave.
Yeah, yep, that's it.
Okay. All right, well, I got it.
Okay. I hope you have a nice day.
Yeah, you too.
Have fun closing up, going home. What you doing tonight?
Oh, nothing. Probably family time, you know.
Okay. Thanks for being vague. I don't actually care. I was just being polite.
Okay. Thank you.
No problem.
Bye-bye.
Bye. I love that they're leaving notes for other people to read for their bosses or whatever. They're just going to think she's on drugs or something. Like, oh my God, did you see this note she left? Talking about Chinese satellites and sonic booms and bitcoins. We're going to have to let her go. She's a liability at this point. Obviously, the idea for bitcoins, that was Apocalypse's idea. He just had to have me throw his name in there. And I kept wanting to say Apocalypse instead of Eclipse. That's why I kept pausing on that word.
Thank you for calling. This is Shannon. May I help you?
Hi, this is Steve Dave. I'm a tenant here.
Uh-huh.
And I needed to let you guys know about something.
Okay.
I have this satellite dish on the roof above my apartment.
Uh-huh.
And I've been using it. I unhooked the TV from it. I hooked it up to the computer, and I've been sending microwaves into space, out toward a Chinese satellite.
Uh-huh.
And I've gotten kind of a feedback loop. It's going back and forth. And it's getting kind of intense, and I mean, you can't see it now, but when the eclipse happens, it's going to make it so microwaves are visible, and it's going to create a sonic boom, a repeating sonic boom. So I'm just letting you know, so everyone's not scared when that happens. Like during the eclipse, there's going to be this just massive thunder sounds all over the complex. It might crack some windows. It's going to be so powerful.
So, is that going to mess our microwaves up? I mean, is it going to make our microwaves blow up?
Oh, no, I'm not saying anything like that. It could just crack the glass on windows and stuff.
Oh, but we don't want that.
Well, no, it's okay, because I bet my friend that I could send microwaves into space, and on August 21st, he's going to believe me, because I'm going to invite him over for the eclipse.
Are you pulling my leg?
No, not at all. I wouldn't do that. Because here's the thing. I've been using the microwaves to steer the Chinese satellite back in what are you...
I'm sorry.
It's okay. What are you laughing about?
Well, I don't know. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, it's okay. I see. It's no problem. It's just that I'm going to be... I'm going to try and launch the Chinese satellite into the courtyard of our apartment complex.
Uh-huh.
On the August 21st, on eclipse day. So everyone's going to be looking up at the sky at the eclipse, you know, and then here comes this Chinese satellite, like, just aiming straight in the middle of the buildings, if my calculations are correct.
Sorry it took me so long. Where's it going to land?
In the middle, like, right in the middle where everyone parks. So we're going to want to rope off an area. It's okay. I'll take care of it. You guys don't have to do anything. I'll do it myself.
What unit are you in?
2651? Wait, no, that's not it. No, that wouldn't even make any sense. I'm sorry. I get all my mail at a P.O. box. But I'm in apartment B, building 3115.
3115?
Yep. So the main thing is the sonic booms. You know, it's going to be very loud. Do you know what a sonic boom is?
Yes.
Yeah, there's going to be like a repeating sonic boom. Every 1.47 seconds, there's going to be a sonic boom over and over and over. Like for like the entire time that the eclipse is happening. It's a weird atmospheric thing that happens, you know, when you're sending
I'm glad you let us know about it. So now I won't be freaked out over it.
Yeah. I didn't want to scare anyone, you know, because I don't want to do that.
All right. Well, I'll let the manager know.
Okay. And I'm going to rope off. You know where the dumpster is?
Well, we have several.
Well, the one by my place, I'm going to aim the satellite like right at the dumpster. And it's going to land in the dumpster, and that'll be just freaking sweet. Because, I mean, if I make it, if my calculations are right.
Why, I'm sure they are.
Yeah,
I'm sure you'll make it.
I don't see why they wouldn't be. And it's just a Chinese satellite, so I'm pretty sure it's not illegal. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
Well, if it's Chinese, they're going to blow us up anyways.
No, the Chinese, they're good people.
They're good people. But
they wouldn't blow us up.
No, that's North Korea that wants to kill us, right?
Oh, no, they're cool.
Oh, okay. All right,
You're thinking of South Korea.
Thanks for letting us know, okay?
You're welcome, no problem at all. If there's any changes in anything, or if anyone's windows break, you know, I have renter's insurance, so I think that'll take care of it if every window breaks.
It should take care of it.
Yep. I think so.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
Bye-bye.
Apocalypse, I don't think this is working. I think it's the whole reentry thing that gives me away. That was yet another one of his ideas. You're attempting to steer the Chinese satellite for reentry. And he wants me to say it's going to crash into my mom's backyard. But I thought it'd be more dramatic if it crashes into the courtyard of the apartment complex. And he says, or maybe it crashes into North Korea. I wonder how long before the military starts doing that, you know, like dropping things on people from space. Looks like I have two more apartments with satellite dishes on them. This is like a whole section of apartments just for satellite pranks that he sent me.
Thanks for calling Capital Place.
Hi, I'm a tenant here.
Mm-hmm.
And I just needed to, I wanted to find out if anyone's complained about their satellite reception here.
Nope.
Okay, because I've been using my satellite dish to rebroadcast things back into space.
Okay.
But so nobody's complaining about reception issues or...
Nope.
Their TVs are just playing one thing all day?
No.
I've been broadcasting Biodome, starring Pauly Shore, into space to the Chinese people's televisions.
Okay.
Because they've never seen that over there, and I just... thought, you know, maybe they'd want to see it. Maybe they want to laugh for once in their lives.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm using my satellite dish to do it, and I thought, you know, there might be some interference to the surrounding dishes because I'm using...
No, I haven't heard anything.
I'm using illegal amplifiers and stuff. They use up a lot of power.
Okay.
Okay, so as long as there's no complaints, I just wanted to make sure.
Nobody has complaints.
That's good to hear. What?
I said nobody has complained about it.
Okay. Also, I've been sending microwaves into space because I had the extra bandwidth while I was broadcasting the pirate signals. I mean the biodome signals.
Mm-hmm.
And I've gotten kind of a feedback loop. And you know how the solar eclipse is happening on August 21st?
Uh-huh.
There's going to be a bunch of sonic booms right above the building, like while the eclipse is happening.
Uh-huh.
Just like a constant stream of sonic booms. And I just wanted to let you know about that. So, you know, you can let the residents know so they're not scared.
Okay.
They might think it's the apocalypse or something.
No. Okay.
I was actually just trying to do a shout out to Apocalypse. Just, don't worry about that part. Just forget I said it.
Okay. Anything else I can help you with?
Well, did you write all that down? Can you repeat it to me?
It was a lot. So.
It's kind of important. Yeah, it's a lot. That's why you need to write it down.
Can I get your name?
Sure. It's Steve Dave.
Okay. And your address, please.
I'm in apartment 2, building 8161.
You're in an apartment. I think you called the wrong number.
No, I'm in apartment 4009.
Oh.
I'm on
4009.
Yeah, on court.
Okay.
Yep, that's it.
Okay. Oh, yeah, someone complained about your extension. You were...
About what?
The extension, I guess, you guys had outside.
Oh, the extension cord?
Yes.
No, that has to stay there, because that's not just for electricity. That's... I'm putting it... It's surrounding the building, and it creates a shield for the microwaves, because I don't want them coming back in my house.
Give me just a minute, okay?
Okay. There we go. Let's put some space sounds in the background.
Thank you for holding this. Hold on a second.
Give me just a minute, sir.
Okay, sure.
Okay. Go ahead. You have to take the extension out of there.
What? I can't hear you. What, are we on speakerphone?
Yeah.
You have to talk closer to it. You sound way far away. Speakerphone technology hasn't come far enough yet for you to do it like that.
Okay, well, you have to take the extension out of the whatever you put it at.
Well, no, I need it there. It's like a microwave shield, because I've been beaming microwaves into space, and there's a feedback loop, and the microwaves are coming back down onto the apartment complex.
What unit do you live in, sir?
4009.
Is this Lori at the apartment?
Yeah.
Okay. I need for you to remove that extension cord from 4013. If you don't remove it, I will call 911. There is no aliens and there is no microwaves, nothing going on here.
I never said anything about aliens. I'm talking about...
You're making it sound that way, sir. You need to remove it off that lady's unit.
What do you mean?
She just moved in.
You said unit.
She cannot have any extensions in her unit outside her unit.
I know, but it works as an electromagnetic shield. Like, you know how we have a dual phase power... Circuit breaker boxes.
No,
I needed
to. I apologize, but you cannot have that there.
Well, if I take it down, the microwaves are going to leak into my house from space, and I can't have that. It'll turn the paint yellowish.
Look, sir, you need to remove that because that you're running her electricity bill.
Oh, look,
if you guys want to put an extension cord, you're more than welcome to put it in your apartment, but you cannot be using her her outlet.
Okay, well, look, sir, you need to shut the fuck up. I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to that
I don't know who the fuck you think you're talking to,
hey,
but you're not going to be cussing at me.
Well, don't curse at me. Oh, shit. Please pick up. Please pick up. See if they pick up. Ah. I was hoping they were going to pick the phone back up. Star 3-2 me or something. Oh, man, that was fun. Aliens. What's she talking about, aliens? I never said a single thing about aliens. She just thinks that anything to do with outer space must be something about aliens. So that was the last of the numbers on the satellite list. I've still got a few here that didn't pick up, so I'm going to get to those on the next show. But I think this would be a perfect place to end the show, because the rest of these numbers are, you know, like a couple of time zones away, and probably half of them are going to be closed. So I'm going to save these for the next show, or maybe a couple shows from now. And as usual, this list from Apocalypse is pretty amazing. He's got lots of really good notes. Tells me if they're upstairs or downstairs, next door from each other. There's a few here that have trees in front of their windows that I can accidentally slice in half with my microwave beams. I think that's how microwaves work, isn't it?
What up, man? It's Bill Cunningham.
Hello.
Just calling to let you know that I have successfully infiltrated the North Korean missile program using a rat/malware. And just as a courtesy, I'm just letting you know that I had copied your IP and used that. So if any looking fat Asian motherfucker shows up to your door, boy, I recommend you either A, shoot them, B, launch the missiles, or C, walk away, buddy.
Okay. Thanks for the warning. I feel like one of those people that got the warning from me about the sonic booms.
Whoa, RoboCop. Hey, listen, man. I just returned from Europe, and for some reason, they're rebranding the stat oil stations in Poland to a Circle K. So essentially, Circle K is coming to Poland.
So yay!
Things are put.
Also, they sure
next
are.
Next time that you call an apartment office, and a female picks up, tell her that there's a snake that's loose in her pants.
A snake that's loose in her pants. Okay. That'll definitely happen on a future Tenants from Hell call.
Hey, Brad, it's Kristen.
Hey,
I just wanted to wish you a happy Mommy Make Out Day and No Clothes Family Day. Very special days.
My
in
favorite.
In the print world. I was wondering, what's going on with Mrs. Steumann's house? I know that's from that reference.
Yep.
From that one Walmart prank from forever ago, but is there any other backstory to Mrs. Steumann's house?
I can tell you this. I couldn't think of a good name, and I think Martha Stewart was in the news a lot at the time, and that's the best I could do, was Mrs. Steumann.
Or did you just pull that out of thin air?
Yep, out of
also,
thin air. It was a good one.
I noticed, Brad. I know what's going on. Pelican Drive? I'm over here on Pelican. Over here on Pelican. Where's that from, Brad? I know there's a backstory to that one.
Nope. There's not.
Thank you, Dad. Bye-bye.
It was a homeowner's directory, and, you know, whenever I say I'm in the neighborhood, I give them a street other than their own. And in that neighborhood, I kept seeing Pelican Drive. And after a while, you know, like, I was calling that one forever, that same directory. I called that one for months. I just recently finished it. So that's why I've been using Pelican Drive for, like, most of this year. That was a huge directory. That's the one where, by the end, they all kind of knew, like, they were expecting me. I'd probably been featured in several homeowners' newsletters throughout the year.
Yes, yes, we were calling to remind you about picking up your photos. They are ready. Thank you. Have a good day.
Thanks, Walmart. So I don't know what's going on with this, but somebody has been, I guess, placing orders for photos, and they've been giving the PLA voicemail number as their phone number. So I'm getting all these notifications from Walmarts all over the country, and I'm not sure what's going on with it exactly. It says I've ordered photos and they've been paid for. So I'm going to call up the number that just called me here. I'm assuming this is Walmart. Well, shit, it just rings. But there's a bunch of these, so here, let me scroll down the list. I think this is one.
Hello, this is Teresa from the Walmart Photo Center. I have some questions for Brad Carter. If he can please give me a call back here at Walmart.
All right, so let me call this number. Maybe she'll pick up. It's Teresa, right?
Thank you for calling the Walmart 1-Hour Photo.
Yes, hello, this is Teresa from...
Yeah, Teresa.
Photo, how may I help you?
Hi, I have an order in there. I think it might be ready. Or you guys called and said you had questions for Brad
what
Carter.
What's the name on it?
My name is Brad Carter.
Brad Carter.
Yep.
All right, let me take a quick look real quick before any notes. No one said anything to me.
Okay.
Just give me a moment to take a look for that.
Sure, thanks. This is so suspenseful. I want to know what the photos are.
Hello?
Hello.
Okay, so unfortunately, I can't find anything with your name on it.
Oh, okay.
No notes or anything. Most I can say is call back tomorrow anywhere between 8 in the morning to, I believe, 6 o'clock. We should have another associate here who may know about that.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
You searched for Brad Carter, though?
Yeah, we don't have anything for Brad Carter here in our store, unfortunately.
Okay. Well, thanks for checking.
Yeah, sorry.
It's okay. I still love you. Mwah, 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 mwah. Do it back. Do it back.
I'm not going to do that back. Is there anything else you need help with?
Please. Pretty please. Please.
No, sorry. Was there anything else that you needed help with today?
No. No, thank you.
Okay. All right, bye.
Bye. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Wow, what a homophobe. Won't even go mwah, mwah at me just because I'm a guy. That's sexist. And now I'm really curious about what this is, so I'm going to call another one right now.
Brad, this is Walmart Photo Center calling. We're just calling to see who took your photos. Can you give us a call at 5705?
Who took your photos?
Hello, this is Walmart One Hour Photo Lab. How can I help you?
Hey, I got a message that I needed to call you about some photos of mine.
What was the name?
Brad Carter.
Ah, yes. Those were about the images from the internet that were sent over here a couple days ago, correct?
Oh, which kind of images were they?
I believe they were memes, if I can make sense of them.
Oh.
Couple pictures of Elmo and then an old man of some sort.
Are they funny? What do they say?
Yeah. I mean, I suppose the intent was funny. However, Walmart is a professional company, so unfortunately we shredded them immediately. We're
Aww.
Not supposed to sell that kind of stuff. So, yeah.
That sucks. and it's wasteful. I mean, that's bad for the earth.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. That's how it goes.
Bad for the economy, bad for the earth. Just shredded my photos, wasted all that ink.
Well, nothing I can do about it, unfortunately.
Can you remember what the meme said, though? Like, what were the quotes?
Something about Elmo. It was very inappropriate.
Elmo?
Yeah, the one about, what was it? I believe it was a joke about, what was it? I think it was a joke about rape or something, about Elmo or something
like
that.
Oh, my God, that sounds hilarious.
Oh.
Can you remember the specific joke, though? I love
rape
jokes.
Honestly, I don't remember.
Is that the only one you can remember? Like, were there any other memes?
Just a couple other pictures, I believe. I don't exactly remember them. It was a couple days ago. I only got to glance at them before management decided to destroy them. So.
Ah, those dicks. Hey, if you put me through to your manager, I'll yell at him real good for you.
I don't think they take that very well.
I know, that's the point. Because you hate your manager, so.
I can't transfer you from this phone either. This phone's separate from the store. But,
shit, crap.
The Photo Lab's a separate phone, but.
It's okay. It's all right. Okay, well,
sorry,
I'm very disappointed about my photos. But
sorry about that.
It's
man.
Okay. It's all right. I'll try CVS or something.
Alrighty.
All right. Have a nice day.
Yeah, you too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Holy shit, so they shredded my photos. A photo of Elmo making a rape joke or something. That's kind of amazing. Like when I told him my name, like, he just recognized right away. He's like, oh, this guy. I've been waiting for this call. Wow, and I have a ton of these. Like, I think I have maybe 100 of them, of these messages. Maybe not 100, maybe 50. So I think I need to turn that into a show of me calling back photo labs and just trying to get them to describe what was sent to them. Hopefully it was nothing worse than just memes about rape.
Yeah, so I was watching the video where you, like, went to Walmart and you pretended to be the Walmart employees, and it wasn't that good because you just did Walmart and people's jobs, but that's not the point.
What?
You said in the credits, in the description, that the music at the beginning was Hatsumi
yeah.
by MC Ryder or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, that old song.
So it was pretty catchy. I looked it up. I couldn't find it.
Yeah,
it has to do with.
You're not
like,
gonna find her music.
I don't know, some shit like she like is like Islamic or something now.
Yeah,
I don't know. If you still have it,
it's the obvious
song,
next step
you know
from nerdcore.
Can you like put it in the show notes, please?
I'll try to remember that.
Bye.
I don't know. That sounds like a lot of work. You could just email me rbcp@phonelosers.org. I'll send it to you in an email. Because I don't have enough emails coming in yet. I need some more emails coming in. I'm not far enough behind yet. Man, it's going to be hard to sort through all these voicemails because of all these Walmart messages mixed up with them.
Hey, Brad. It's Olga.
Hey, Olga.
I have a joke for you.
Holy shit.
Here's the joke.
Okay.
Why did the hacker take an hour to map ports?
I give up.
Because he had 80-80. Get it? It's like a port joke.
Okay,
like,
I get it.
You know, a pun.
It makes fun of that thing
funny.
That all those kids have. LOL.
Yeah, okay, bye.
Thanks, Olga.
Hey there, listeners. It's Cisco Kid.
Jesus Christ.
All right, Brad. It's me, Cisco Kid, the official co-host of the Snowplow Show, and I'm here with my boy, Nick Fury.
Hey, what's up, everyone? How are you doing? This is Nick Fury.
All right,
so anyways, I'm outside of Academy
Shut the fuck
Sports
up, you guys.
Listening to the Snowplow Show.
Can you tell Nick to
you
shut
know
the
that
fuck
rerun
up?
that you put on, Brad? So anyways, I kid you not, listeners, about 8 people ran out of the store all shoplifting. They all got into a car, clown car style, you know, clown sect, that's where it's at. So anyways...
Yep.
I'm at the Kmart right now, and I'm playing it back to you, to everyone, Brad. And so I started chasing them in my car. I'm like, it's time to Batman up in here. And after there's this car that blocked me, and they got away. So I'm real sorry about that. I called the police, and hopefully they catch them. I'm going to keep all you listeners posted. Brad, keep up the hard work. I love
Thanks.
All your voicemails and your calls and everything. All right. PLA. Go ole, 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 ole.
Thanks for that one. That was weird. I don't know what just happened.
Hey, Brad. It's Brad, the producer.
I think I have a new co-host, though.
So I was listening to the show from July... fuck. 3.
Don't curse
2.
At me.
Hey, Brad. It's Brad, the producer. So I was listening to episode... I can't read. We'll do it live.
What's
do it live!
Happening?
Fucking phone. Fuck!
Okay, I feel like I've lost control of the voicemails. I don't know what's going on.
Hey, Brad, it's infected.
Hey there.
So, I just got out of the federal jail in Washington, D.C. The attack wasn't successful at all. So, sorry. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Hey, Roy. I was just looking at my calendar, and I noticed that it's getting awfully close to Ding-tember.
Oh, shit.
So I was just curious on when you would like... the cards distributed all across America on vehicles everywhere. Thanks.
I've been meaning to bring this up for a while. I was kind of thinking maybe I shouldn't be the one to host that this year. Maybe I should pass it along to someone else just for this year, because I'm kind of busy lately with some other things. I want there to still be a Ding Timber this year, but I'm not going to be the one to organize it. I've been talking to some other people in the community to see if they want to manage that and maybe just distribute the numbers out to other prank callers. That could be fun, right? I still want the whole Ding Timber thing to happen. I just think it'd be best if we have someone else organizing it and passing it out to all of the other people that want to use the numbers. If anyone has any thoughts on that, leave comments in the show notes or voicemails or whatever, because I don't have enough voicemails here. I need lots more voicemails. By the way, I was kind of thinking about making this kind of a longer voicemail segment than usual, because I've been falling behind on these for the past few weeks.
Hey, Brad. This is Ryan from Kentucky again.
Hello.
I was listening to the voicemails on episode 383, the Stop Looking At Me episode, and in the voicemails, one of the, I can't remember who it was, but he was talking about there was a business line in the other home for another number. Honestly, I don't think that...
I don't remember this at all.
It could have been a business line, because if it was in the 1970s, I'm sure you know all about this. I mean, like, you know, the neighbors having the same phone number and stuff like that with the party line in that era, it possibly could have been
that
calling
weird.
From, like, a different house or just using the number, and they're like, oh, it's coming from the house because they could have had a party line. You know what I'm like, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's what we're
that's
talking
my
about.
Theory.
The
I
calls coming from
theory,
inside the house. I was
but
confused.
It just sounds like, I don't know if it could be a business line if he's calling from the same number.
I don't see why not.
Number. But there's a possibility that
I'm sure rich people did it.
A party line. That's my theory. You can take that as you will.
All right.
Okay,
I believe
bye.
Everything you just said. I think you're right. It's all settled. Case closed.
Hey, Brad, JD calling.
Hey.
Yo, that was awesome, the way you combined the Jaws thing with my theme. I think you should always use it that way. That is phenomenal. Perfect.
Thanks.
And thanks for playing that call. It's not exactly like the Ballbusters one. I added my own part at the end with the you can suck my dick. Other than that, that's about it, man. So, yeah, fantastic. I should send you more of my shit to edit together, because you have quite an ear, my friend.
Oh, shucks.
Quite an ear.
I just slapped them together real quick. It was probably an accident if it sounded good.
Hey, Brad, this is Nick, and I'm mailing you a robot, and it's kind of rusty, and it needs some TLC, and
right.
I don't understand the technology, but now I figure you could make it work. Anyways, enjoy.
As long as
it help you out with the voicemails, giving it like a little... creepy animatronic thingamabob.
Oh yeah, that'd be great.
Okay.
I was gonna say, as long as it's not a killer robot, because I don't need any extra stress around here.
Hey, Brad. I just listened to some old shows. I got a great idea.
Okay.
Next time you do, next time you do Tennis on Hills with the trees or something like that,
yep.
You should call and say you're from Voico Law Service and one of the tenants called and are asking and. Paid to have and wanted you to spray tree killer and just call and say, hey, yeah, I'm from Morso Lawn Service. I'm just calling to confirm tree killer has been sprayed. I bet they would freak out because some of them would get really protective of the trees.
Now
Bye, Brad. Now
I want to go back to the apartment numbers and call more of those and do that. Hopefully I'll remember to do that on the next show that I do apartments on.
Hey, Roy. There's a guy on YouTube called the LA Beast, and in one of his videos he eats 10 cacti.
Ouch.
You should check it out. Happy birthday,
gross.
Chicken Park, Cactus Cactus.
Yeah, I've seen people post that in the Facebook group, but I've never watched it because I just think I don't want to.
Hey, Roy. I just had a couple of incredibly awesome things to say. And the first one is, hey, what are you doing right now?
Oh, yeah. You know, doing a show.
Are you just sitting there listening to voicemails? Is
yep.
This like part of the show?
Pretty much.
That favors the stun, Captain.
How'd you know?
Fuck you, Roy! The retarded boy! Song, fuck boy!
We're gonna beam you out.
Alright, that was pretty weird.
Hey, Brad, I want to give a shout out to Infected, and I was listening to those tapes he sent, or the recordings he sent in to you of his one-man phone mob, and I want to give you a compliment. In fact, that was actually
aww.
Pretty cool. I really chuckled when
why don't
when
you two get a room
or somehow you got a text. Thank you.
Hey, Brad.
Hey.
It's me.
Hello.
I'm not going to tell you my name, but it's me.
Okay, I didn't want it. I didn't ask for it.
I just had a suggestion that I think would really improve things around here at old PLA.
Okay.
Are you ready?
You guys, I'm probably going to be editing all of these really, really long pauses from this voicemail.
How about you add some more fucking rings to the goddamn answering machine? It's not like we, you know, got to sit there and wait or anything.
Hit the pound key.
It's not like I got a fucking life. Now I got to wait, what, almost a full minute so I can leave you a fucking voicemail?
Hit the pound button.
Jesus Christ, Brad. What are
Hashtag.
You doing?
Hashtag.
All right. Have a good day. Bye.
You too. Bye. Yeah, I still need to shorten that up, don't I?
Hey, Brad.
Hello.
I don't know if you're going to ever get this on time, because you probably don't ever.
Probably
or you
not.
Just look at the script that Google, you know, tells you. Maybe that's a lot faster. Anyhow,
17 seconds
yeah,
in.
I'm off today. See if you can do a live show today. This is El
okay.
Diablo or, you know, the Patreon El Diablo.
Hey, El Diablo.
And
I probably won't get
also,
to that back on August 3rd.
I hope none of my donation is going to Carlito, because in the past you're sitting there, I think, getting money for Carlito.
I only give him like
80%. You know, the 2013.
That's
I
what he deserves.
Those. I said, oh, I wonder if half or more, how much this money that we're donating to you is going to Carlito, you know?
Yeah, just all of it. That's
and,
all.
And also, why would it go to Carlito?
Yeah, why would it? What are you talking about?
The reason,
why would I be sending Carlito money?
Y'all share servers or something like that? I don't know.
No.
Yeah. And just...
Okay, well...
Oh, and then
thanks.
Also, whatever happened to Legend? That's another question.
Legend's on Legend? Facebook a lot. He's around on Facebook. He just... I don't know. He never leaves voicemails. Why don't you leave voicemails, Legend? What the hell?
I must not listen to enough of these yet to find that out. But maybe you can give me a spoiler alert. Well, all right, thank you.
I don't really talk about Legend
going,
too much.
Bye.
Bye, Greg. That was Greg T., the sponsor of the Hobosode that I did earlier today. I did a Hobosode. It's called Cotton Balls. If you're a Patreon supporter, you can listen to it on the patreon.com/phonelosers. That episode is totally worth the $5 a month.
Hey, what's up, man? I was just wondering, how anonymous are you if you use like a spoof card from spoofcard.com with your Skype?
Oh, somebody
and
works for spoof card.
Like, you're not threatening anybody? How anonymous are you? Like, and if you call someone from out of town, like, and if they call the police, are you likely to get arrested?
Nah. It's fine. Just do it. No, as long as you're not, like, threatening them or, you know, like, calling them repeatedly. Whoa, what was that? Why was there a beep? Anyway, I call through a SIP phone or, like, an Asterix VoIP thingy set up in my house. But most people probably don't want to mess with Asterix because it's a big pain in the ass. But a good service, besides spoofcard.com, that's a good option, too. But a good service to use would be callcentric.com. It doesn't let you spoof your caller ID exactly, but you can change it to a couple of different phone numbers that they'll give you for free. Or you can change it to your SIP number, which just looks like, you know, a bunch of garbage on their caller ID box, I think, when you call them. It's like a 1777 number. But as long as you're following the rules on phonelosers.org/rules, and not doing things like making threats or impersonating the cops, or calling someone repeatedly, just call them once, maybe twice. You're fine. You can just call from your own phone if you want to. Just don't do anything to make them want to call the cops.
Hey, Brad.
Whoa.
You're motherfucking awesome.
Okay, thanks.
You're awesome. You're motherfucking awesome. Keep it up, Brad. Do whatever you want to do. You're free.
Oh, wow.
In this world, you're free to do anything.
Thank you. Yay, I'm free for at least
Roy,
another month.
What's up? It's John Johnson.
Oh,
hey. On those Tenants from Hell calls, it'd be funny as shit if when the apartment manager or maintenance guy says, hey, I'm coming down there right now to take a look.
Mm-hmm.
You could say, hey, I'm about done downloading a porno, so I'll be tied up the rest of the afternoon. That'd be fucking hilarious.
Or I could invite him to come on in and watch the porno with me.
Anyway,
see if he's up
so long, fuckboy.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. That was too quick. I couldn't get to the echo knob in time.
Hey, Brad. It's Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Got a great idea for you. Wondering if you could call marijuana dispensaries, like in California, where all that stuff is legal.
Yep.
And you could ask them what kind of dose you should give your fucking parakeet or dog or insert animal here, or like your kid's sister, something like that.
You know, I think Neon suggested that something similar to this to me. because it's still in my show notes. I haven't done it yet. But I think she was telling me to call up dispensaries and ask for, you know, what kind of weed do I get for my pet? Or just call up Petco and ask them if they sell pet weed. I mean, not to take away from your idea here. It's your idea, too. I never did that prank, and I bet you Neon didn't either, so we can't claim it. It's your idea.
Yeah, I just thought that would be a funny idea. So, yeah, maybe give that one a try.
Neon just lost her rights to that idea.
Fuckboy.
Sorry, Neon.
Hey, it's the beginning of August, and you know what that means. Next month is Ding-tember.
Aw, I feel so bad. You guys, I'm still going to make sure just about every show in Ding-tember is going to be a Ding-tember show. Even if I'm just playing old Ding-tember calls. You know, like last Ding-tember? I never even got those posted anywhere. Those are all just sitting in a directory still waiting to be edited to put up on YouTube. I think I just put up maybe one or two of them. But Ding-tember is going to happen. It's just going to be different than it's been in the previous years. I probably should have mentioned this sooner.
Hey, Brad.
So it'd be less of a blow for you all.
Oh? I'm just listening to your episode. Let me just look it up here. Story is on the other screen. Number 384. And it's about the lawn care and stuff. And I've noticed over the last few times that you've done the lawn care stuff, it's like people are expecting you to say you sprayed something that's going to hurt their lawn now.
Yeah, I was noticing that.
Before you had to really, really convince them, like, oh, yeah, I sprayed lawn care.
I've put it out there.
That, they would say.
People know.
And now they're just like, what did you spray it with? What's it going to do to my lawn? Like, they're all freaked out, like as if everybody has lawn killer now. I don't know if this is, like, some kind of trend or whatever, but
yeah.
Anyways.
Well, it's a real thing.
Love to hear your thoughts if you think that's weird, too. Anyways, talk to you later. Hope you're having a good day. Bye.
Totally weird. And people do have their lawns killed, don't they? Like, they'll just get rid of all the grass and redo the soil and all that stuff and replant. It's not that crazy of a stretch for, you know, someone to get a bunch of lawn killer dumped on their lawn that's going to eat into the trees from the inside out and eat through the basement cinder block walls. Totally plausible.
So, Roy, Ruprecht the Monkey Boy here.
Hey, Ruprecht.
I'm here in the parking lot at 7-Eleven. And,
getting ready to rob him.
Pull up. Both of these boys are just giving me snake eyes. I mean, looking at me like I'm getting ready to go rob the store or something.
Yeah.
Don't think I look that suspicious, but,
I thought it, you know, just from the sound of your voice.
All I really want is Slurpee at 6:30 in the morning. Is that too much to ask for? But I pull up there, I mean, like, really, seriously, but I'm worried, Roy. I need you to come down here and help me. I'm getting snake-eyed.
I'll give you a suggestion.
Goodbye.
You should go in there and get that Slurpee and pay for it. And then accidentally spill it all over the counter. That's your homework assignment for this week. No, I'm kidding. Please don't do that, listeners. Totally a joke. But in all seriousness, if I were you, I would have gone in there and robbed him. I'd be like, it's your fault. You treated me like a robber, so I'm just living up to your expectations. You did this.
Brad,
that's what I
do. No name. Thanks for bringing Sensei Doug back from the dead. It was great to see him again.
Yeah.
Hear him. You know, telling people about the snake eye.
Sensei Doug.
One thing I'm really enjoying lately is when you do your over-the-top, like, obviously fake laugh, when people make, like, a stupid joke.
Yeah.
It really cracks me up.
I'm glad you enjoy it. I miss Sensei Doug, too.
Thank you.
Oh, what's this? What was that?
Hey, Brad. So I followed all the rules on the website and called somewhere 3,000 miles away and played hang up the phone with them. And it lasted an hour and 50 minutes. It was a bar, it was late night, and we had a great time. Anyway, that really went well, but they did hang up first, an hour and 50 minutes later.
Definitely...
have a good one, man. Love what you do. Take care.
Thanks. Yep, you're definitely the winner in that whole situation. You made some person waste an hour and 15 minutes not hanging up their phone.
Hey, Brad, it's User Fan. I just had a really stupid idea that's so stupid it might actually be a little bit funny. So some people ask you what your name was again. Well, what's your name again? And you're like, Roy. And sometimes you go with Jerbell. Well, what if you make a soundboard snippet from that one song that goes, Roy, Jerbell. So you can say, what's your name? And Roy, Jerbell.
Yep. When they ask me to clarify.
Peace.
Or when they make fun of my name, just because my last name is Gerbil, I could be like, oh yeah, well, you don't have a cool song like this for your name.
Roy! Gerbil!
And just play it for him. Yep, I think you're right. I need to put that on the soundboard. ASAP. Holy shit, there's a lot of voicemails left still, and it looks like a ton of them are these Walmart things. So I think on the next show, I'm just going to start with the voicemails and play every voicemail in here and call back these Walmarts, find out what kind of things they had to shred. That one guy I got through to, he was awesome. He told me all about it, even though he wouldn't tell me specifically what the rape joke was. Once again, thank you, Tobiah, for sponsoring the show today. I did mention that at the beginning of the show, didn't I? That Tobiah's the sponsor. If you'd like to sponsor a show, you can do that by going to patreon.com/phonelosers. Supporting the show helps me feel obligated to do more than one show per month. I try to do three per week, but I usually do at least two of them. I'm going to end today's show with a request from Liz. She sent me an email and says, "Hey Brad, I'm listening to a Snowplow show with my headphones on full blast. And on a related note, I'd like to request a Snowplow show ending song as a shout-out to my lovely co-workers. It's called STFU by Filthy Frank." I think I've played this one before, haven't I? I know I've played something by Filthy Frank. But here's your song, Liz.
Shut the fuck up. You're a fucking cunt. Shut the fuck up. You're a stupid cunt. Suck my dick. Shut the fuck up. Stop being a fucking cunt. Shut the fuck up. Nobody even wants you here. I just wanna let you know, you're a stupid fucking cunt. Go ahead and run your mouth, pussy, I don't give a fuck. You're a stupid piece of shit, you're a stupid fucking bitch. Get the fuck up off my dick, get the fuck up off my dick. Like, please end your fucking life, please end your fucking life. I really gotta emphasize, no one cares if you're alive. You're a fucking penis hole, grab a dick and eat it whole. I need to know if you were dropped when you were just a fetus though. You're so fucking ugly and your face is fucking foul. Jeez, you're so fucking loud. Can you shut your fucking mouth? Can you shut the fuck up? You're a fucking cunt. Shut the fuck up. You're a stupid cunt. Suck my dick. Shut the fuck up. Stop being a fucking cunt. Shut the fuck up. Nobody even wants you here.
Yeah.
Your fucking mouth, you're just really fucking dense. If you hate me, why you talking? You don't make no fucking sense. Got a sad life, go to fucking hell. Are you stupid or disabled, man? I can't fucking tell. You're a fucking dumb shit, you don't even run shit. Get the fuck up out my face and go to hell and eat a dick. Come and catch these hands, boy, come and match these bands, boy. I'm not crazy, I just do it all because I can, boy. I hope you fucking die in a high speed car crash. I hope you fucking fall head first and get your neck cracked. I hope you have some beautiful children that die from cancer. I hope you catch Zika when your wife gets pregnant. I hope you win the lottery and die the next day, and your daughter has to see you getting lowered in your grave. Like,
that was a little dark. I'm sorry. That was a little dark.
Very poor taste.
Shut the fuck up.
I shouldn't have said that.
You're a fucking cunt.
Actually, no, I should've.
Shut the fuck up.
I didn't say enough.
You're a stupid cunt. Suck my dick. Shut the fuck up. Stop being a fucking cunt. Shut the fuck up. Nobody even wants you here.
I'm not smelling poop.